welcome you to Curtain Time. A gay, festive crowd hurries through the lobby because in just a moment the play will begin. And here, as always at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Mr. Allen, what's tonight's play about?
Well, John, it's just a little different slant on the national pastime. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row, sir. Seat 78.
Thank you. Well, in just a moment, the lights will be dimmed. So let's glance at the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, a star tonight in Wanted, an Old-Fashioned Girl. Mr. Elders takes the part of Johnny Hack, and Miss Sargent is cast as Susan Quinn.
Curtain time!
Well, there's the call for the first act of Wanted, an Old-Fashioned Girl. The scene is the office of J.B. Reitman, publisher of Pursuit magazine. At the moment, Mr. Reitman listens while Johnny Hack, his star reporter, speaks his mind.
Oh, showgirls, sob sisters, lady wrestlers, women, taxi cab drivers. J.B., isn't there one girl in this whole world who's just a plain woman? Just an old-fashioned girl, the kind my mother used to be?
Wait a second, Johnny. Say that again.
Now, I said I'm fed up writing about career women. I'm fed up seeing their faces and stories about them in Pursuit magazine.
Johnny, I think you've just hit on something.
I have, J.B.?
We're going to run a contest.
Oh, no, not another contest.
We're going to find an old-fashioned girl just like the girl...
who married dear old Dad.
Right. Mm. First, of course, you'll write a series of articles getting a lot of beefs off your chest.
That'll make me very popular with the gentle sex.
But you just said you were disgusted with career women.
I know, J.B.
We'll start running the articles in our very next issue. I can see it now. Cover spread. Wanted, an old-fashioned girl by Johnny Hack.
Wanted, an old-fashioned girl by Johnny Hack.
Hey, it's sensational, Johnny.
I'll say, J.B., every woman this side of Timbuktu hates my inside.
Oh, but, Johnny, look at that mountain of mail on my desk.
And every one a beef.
You're wrong, Johnny. You'd be surprised at the number of men who agree with you. Why, our circulation among men has doubled.
It's going to be very gratifying on long winter evenings.
Yes, sir, Johnny. And now we come to the big moment. Now we begin our search for an old-fashioned girl.
You want me, J.B.?
Yes, Johnny. Any luck with those girls you interviewed?
Well, one of them tried to thread a needle by putting the needle through the thread.
No.
Yeah. And another one thought you buy veal birds in a pet shop.
Well, now...
J.B., I don't believe there's an old-fashioned girl left in the whole darn world.
Ah, but there is, Johnny.
Where? In the Smithsonian Institution?
No. In a place called Corn Bluffs.
Where's Corn Bluffs?
In Iowa, where'd you think?
But how do you know she's old-fashioned?
Why, from this letter somebody wrote about her. Here, read it.
Oh, good. From our old friend Joe Anonymous.
Well, go on, read it.
Gentlemen, I've been reading your articles on the old-fashioned girl and agree with you wholeheartedly. But if you really want to find an old-fashioned girl...
See?
Get in touch with Susan Quinn, who lives on a farm outside of Corn Bluffs, Iowa.
Yeah.
To get there, you... Look, Jake, how do we know she didn't write this herself?
Because there's a certain sincerity about that letter. Johnny, I want you to go out there and see her.
All the way to Iowa?
Yes. Have her take the test the other girls have in her natural surroundings.
Oh, but Jay,
leave tomorrow morning and take Flash Gleason and his camera along. We want some pictures.
Well, Johnny, there's the bridge.
Yeah, and the letter says the place is about a stone's throw from the bridge, Flat.
You know, I sure wish the guy who throws them stones was pushing for the Dodgers.
Flat, look, straight down the road.
A farmhouse.
Okay, son, step on it.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Hey, but, Johnny, what do you figure this Quinn biscuit looks like?
I don't know. I got my ideas.
Oh, that's bad, huh?
Worse, probably.
Well, it's all in the racket. Like they say, you meet such interesting people.
Pull up by the mailbox, Flat.
Right.
Oh, there's a name printed on it. That's it. Grab your camera, Slats, and come on.
Uh-oh. You hear what I hear?
Slats, don't you know a barking dog never bites?
Sure, I know. But has Fido been told?
Okay, you wait here. I'll go along.
Hey,
Hello.
Hello. Is there something wrong?
I should say not.
But you're staring.
I'm sorry. I was just looking at that pail in your hand.
I just came from the barn. The milking the cows.
Milking the cows? You?
Of course. Did you think you'd just give the cow a pail and let her use her own judgment?
No, I didn't mean that. I meant it's wonderful, a girl milking cows.
Well, it's been going on for years.
I'm afraid you don't understand. But you're Miss Susan Quinn, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I'm Johnny Heck.
How do you do?
My pal out there in the car, he's Flats Gleason. We're from Pursuit Magazine.
Oh, from a magazine. Well, I'm sorry, but I already subscribed.
Oh, but we're not selling subscriptions.
You are?
No, we're running a contest.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I don't believe in contests.
You don't?
No. You see, I once submitted a cake recipe to a contest.
You mean you cook food?
Why, of course.
Eureka.
I beg your pardon.
You're it, Miss Quinn. You're the girl we've been searching for. This is the end of the rainbow.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I'm a little confused.
Hey, Flat.
Yes, Johnny?
Bring your camera here. We're going to work.
Okay.
Now, Miss Quinn, if you'll kindly lead the way to the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yes, ma'am. The gateway to fame and fortune.
Oh, but I...
Please, Miss Quinn, let's get going.
Starring Harry Elders and Nana Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
For the past few months, I have been telling you about the delightful satisfaction you will find in the taste of a Milky Way candy bar. Tonight, I would like to remind you of another candy bar, a companion bar to Milky Way, Snickers. Snickers is not a new bar. For many, many years, it has been one of America's favorite candy treats. For in every luscious bite of a Snickers bar, you enjoy the rare flavor of the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with crisp, whole roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Together, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanuts, and soft nougat combine to give you that rare taste blend found only in Snickers. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
Well, there's the call for the second act of Wanted, an Old-Fashioned Girl. Brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Johnny Hack, along with Flap Gleason, a photographer, was sent out to Corn Bluffs, Iowa, by the publisher of Pursuit Magazine. Johnny's assignment was to interview Susan Quinn, reported to be that rarity, an old-fashioned girl. Well, the two men are now seated in Susan's kitchen, gorging themselves on homemade cake.
Oh, Miss Quinn, that's the best cake I ever ate.
Well, thank you, but...
Yes, ma'am, it's just like the cake my mother used to make back in Brooklyn.
I still wish one of you would tell me what this is all about. You rush me into the kitchen, take pictures of me cooking dinner, baking a cake...
That's right. I got some swell shots of you darning socks and ironing it, too.
Oh, but I still don't...
Ever do any jitterbugging, Miss Quinn?
Well, I think it's terrible.
How about lipstick or makeup? Ever use it?
Well, I don't even use powder.
That's because you don't need it.
What time do you go to bed?
Why, at 9. After all, I get up with the chickens and I...
Well,
what do you think of women wearing slacks?
Well, they're all right for those who like them, but I don't.
And you don't have a permanent.
I don't need one. My hair's naturally wavy.
You also take care of this house and work the farm.
Well, is that so amazing?
Miss Quinn, you pass every test. You're the real old-fashioned girl we've been searching for.
I don't see anything so remarkable about that.
Listen to the lady.
Yeah. Pursuit Magazine has combed the country from coast to coast for an old-fashioned girl.
Why?
To prove that even in 1947, it's possible for a girl to be old-fashioned and not want to be a career woman.
A career woman?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
A career woman is a dame that ain't satisfied to stay home. She's got to go out and make with the muscles or the brains.
Oh.
And now, Flats, we got to get going.
Yeah, it's getting late. We got to beat our way back to the hotel in the village.
Oh, but you don't have to go all the way back to the village tonight. You can stay here.
Oh, we couldn't do that.
Oh, but Father will be back home in an hour or so.
Father?
Well, Mr. Heck, I can hardly manage a big farm like this all by myself.
Oh, sure.
Jeff didn't stop to realize.
There's a spare room in the attic. Father won't mind your using it.
Gee, that's pretty swell of you.
It sure is.
Also, before I accept any offers, I'd like to have you tell Father about this contest being run by your magazine. What's the name of it again?
It's called Pursuit. And enough people read it to make you famous overnight.
And that's not all, Miss Quinn. If you win the contest, you win $5,000. And that ain't peanuts.
It was awfully nice of you to drive me to the village so I could do my shopping, Mr. Hess.
Gee, it's the least I could do after that swell breakfast you whipped up this morning. It's the best breakfast I've had
since you left home.
Miss Quinn, those pancakes were even better than the ones Mother used to make.
Oh, really? Mr. Hess...
What do you say we make it Johnny and Dude, huh?
Oh, well, all right.
But what were you going to say?
I started to ask what your mother's like.
Oh, she's wonderful, Susan. Lives on a little farm not far from Springfield. But wait, I've got a snapshot of Mother in my wallet. Would you like to see it?
Oh, I'd love to.
And then I'll pull over to the side of the road a moment.
I think it's sweet of you to carry her picture with you.
I never go any place without it. Now, just let me... Ah, there she is.
Oh, John. She's darling.
She's just like you. That is... Well, he loved taking care of the house and working around the farm. And...
Johnny, where does she fit into this contest?
Oh, she's almost as important as you are.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, you've read about bathing beauty contests and how they always try to pick a girl who measures up to the Venus de Milo.
Yes.
Well, in this case, we're looking for a girl who measures up to Mother.
Oh, I see.
I have a whole album full of Mother's pictures. We're going to run them in the magazine along with yours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No one did. That's one of the surprises we have for the last article when I tell all about you.
But, Johnny, you're comparing someone with your own mother. Isn't that a pretty big order?
Yes, Susan, it is. That's why I was so careful to choose just the right girl.
Oh, Johnny...
The moment I saw you coming around the side of the house with that milk pail in your hand, I knew you were the right girl.
Oh, Johnny, maybe we'd better start for home. Father will be waiting for lunch.
Sure thing, Susan. Flats and I have to get back to the city with our story about my old-fashioned girl.
Come on, Susan! Look alive out there! There's a nice straight face on Bullshit hanging out!
All time there, will you? Run out to the pitcher's box and have a talk with Susie Kill.
I'm
Hey, Susie Kill! What's eating you anyway?
Oh, I don't know, Bert.
Well, you haven't been able to find a plate all afternoon. What's the matter with you? This is a ball game you're in. Don't you feel all right?
Oh, I feel fine, Bert.
Did you fall for that guy from the magazine that came out to see you?
Oh, Bertha, you don't understand. He thinks I'm a sweet old-fashioned girl and not the star pitcher on a girl's professional baseball team.
But that's what we figured on when we wrote that letter to his magazine.
But Bertha, he compared me to his mother, the darling little old soul.
Ah, when you read those articles of his, you didn't care if he even had a mother.
Oh, I know, but...
You were burned up about what he said about career women and girl athletes.
But this is different.
I'll say it is. You're falling for him.
Oh, don't be silly.
Don't you be silly. You were chosen out of all the players in this league to make him heed his words.
Just because I could pass his test of what the old-fashioned girl was like.
Yeah, and at the same time show him a modern girl could do all the things his mother did and a lot more. All of which... Okay. Now let's see you throw something a girl can catch. Start breezing them by these old hens the way Susie Q can when she's right.
Johnny, it's stupendous. It's the greatest stunt any magazine ever dreamed of.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've tripled our sales. Subscriptions are pouring in from all over there. Now, what's the matter with you?
What's that, baby?
You weren't even listening to me.
Yes, I was.
Ah, look at those pictures there, right next to those of your mother. Yes, sir, you sure picked a real old-fashioned girl, Johnny.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yes, sir, you deserve a lot of credit. And a raise, too, my boy.
Gee, a raise would come in handy right now.
Oh? Well, is it anything I should know about?
Yes, I guess so. In a way, you're responsible.
I am?
J.B., I'm hoping that Susan Quinn will soon be Susan Heck.
Johnny, congratulations. When did all this happen?
Well, it hasn't yet.
I mean, it's still in the hoping.
Well, I'm all for you, my boy.
You see, when I was finishing up my article, I realized exactly how much Susan is like my mother. And
so you want to marry her. Young man, that raises Donald.
Gosh,
tut, you deserve every penny of it. Yes, excuse me a minute. Yeah? What's that? Repeat that more slowly. Well, I'll be. Heck, you're fired.
I'm fired.
You incompetent and incompetent. You fourth washer. You backstabbing Caesar.
Oh, Brutus.
Don't contradict me. Get out of my office. Operator, get my lawyer over here fast, immediately. Heck, I told you to get out.
But, J.B., I don't get it. First you give me a raise, then you fire me.
And you know why, you Benedict Arnold, you?
What do you mean, I know? Know what?
All about that sweet little old-fashioned girl you found.
Susan Quinn?
Susan Quinn, my foot. Her name's Susie Q.
Susie Q?
Yeah, she's the star pitcher for the Harvey Bunnies.
Harvey Bunnies?
It's the girl's professional baseball team.
What?
That sweet, delicate little creature has a fastball with a hop like Bob Feller.
Oh, but, Jay,
when it comes to home runs, she's as good as Hank Greenberg.
But this can't be true.
That every newspaper in the country has gone nuts. The story smeared across every front page from Maine to California.
Oh!
The Soup Magazine is the laughing stock of the whole country. We're ruined.
But I
said we're ruined. Now get out.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanny Sargent, here is John Weigel.
To all of us who enjoy the taste of fine candy, a Snickers candy bar has long been a special treat. For in every bite of a Snickers bar, you enjoy a rare combination of the finest candy ingredients. As you first bite into the thick milk chocolate coating of a Snickers bar, your teeth sink through the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with crisp, whole roasted peanuts. Then, at almost the same moment, you taste the luscious nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanut, and soft nougat, to make every bite of a Snickers bar luscious, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. Well, there's the call for the third act of Wanted, an old-fashioned girl, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. In a nationwide contest, Susan Quinn was chosen as the real old-fashioned girl. It turned out, however, that she was the star pitcher of a girls' professional baseball team. And this discovery lost Johnny Hack his job as star reporter for Pursuit magazine. But now, some time later, he and his friend Flat, the photographer, are in Johnny's hotel room.
Now look, Johnny, just because you got mad at J.B. and Pursuit magazine ain't no reason you...
Save it, Flat. If you want to make a speech, go get yourself a soapbox.
Okay, but how long do you think you can go without a job?
Maybe it'll be fun to find out.
You're a top feature writer.
And I'm also eating.
Well, like I said, how long do you figure you...
Flat, why don't you go take a picture?
What if?
Oh, who cares?
Gee, Johnny, I don't get it. Here I try to... Hey.
Now what did you...
My friend, it wouldn't be, would it, that you happened to have fallen for a small hunk of luck with a fat ball?
Shut up, Flat.
But it was just an idea.
And don't get any ideas. And if you mention that...
Somebody get the door.
I hear it, Flat.
And maybe it's a bill collector.
My bills are all paid.
Mr. Heck, I'm Bertha...
The beautiful sewing machine girl?
Look, what is this? Allen's Alley. I'm Bertha Morrow.
I see.
I catch for the Harvey Bunnies.
Harvey Bunnies?
You know, sister, I'd have sworn you said you catch for the Harvey Bunnies.
Say, what kind of a booby hatch is this? That's what I did say.
In that case, I'm scrambling before the bloodshed begins. See you, Johnny.
So you're one of Susan's... Susie Q's teammate.
That's right.
Well, you can go tell Miss Susie Q I'm not interested in anything concerning her.
But Susie Q doesn't even know I'm here.
Well,
and if you aren't interested in her, you might be interested in 96 other girls.
Sounds like a harem.
It happens to be the number of girls in our baseball league.
Do you mind telling...
You see, Heck, all this publicity Susie Q's been getting has upped the demand for tomorrow's game.
Very interesting.
The mob's going to be so big, we're going to play in a big league park. And Susie Q's scheduled to pitch.
That's great.
Except that... As it stands now, she won't be there.
the matter? Cold feet?
No. She left the team yesterday because she thought she'd pulled a dirty trick on a guy named Hess.
Now this is getting funny.
The truth. And Susie Q's our drawing card.
So what?
Don't you see what tomorrow's game means? The girls' baseball?
No, why should I?
For the past 5 years, we've been trying to interest people with money and to finance in our league.
Well?
They said we weren't big time. But tomorrow's game will prove that with the right publicity, we are.
You have the right publicity, thanks to me and Pursuit Magazine.
Sure. People are coming from all over the country to see Susan Quinn, the old-fashioned girl, pitch a baseball game.
And?
If she doesn't show up, they'll laugh us out of the ballpark. We'll never get any big backing for our league.
My heart bleeds for you.
Oh, look, tomorrow's game is the last game of the season. If we win it, we win the pennant. Without Susie Q, we don't have a chance.
Well, if this game's so important, why did she leave the team?
She doesn't know we have a chance.
Oh?
We won our last game in the last inning after she left. She beat us back to her farm.
Send her a telegram.
Ah, that won't mean anything. She's too stubborn. Besides, she hasn't won a game since she met you.
Tough.
And you're the only person who can convince her that she could help us out.
Oh, fine. I should convince her.
Then you won't?
Not on your life. And if you ever see Miss Susan Quinn again, you can tell her she's going to have trouble collecting that $5,000 prize money.
I'll remember. And if I ever keep a prize skunk, I'll call him Johnny Hack. Hello.
Yes?
Is this Mrs. Hack, Johnny Hack's mother?
Is something wrong with Johnny? Is he in trouble?
No, ma'am, but the Harvey Bunnies are, and it's all his fault.
The Harvey Bunnies?
That's right. We're a girls' baseball team. I'm Bertha Mara, the catcher. And if you don't do something about that pencil-pushing son of yours...
But I'm afraid I don't understand.
Look, Mrs. Hack, I hate to take you away from all the cows and the chickens, but...
You mean there's something you want me to do?
Oh, I'll say there is. Now, just hang on, dearie, and I'll give you an earful. Hello. You're Susan Quinn, aren't you?
And you're Mrs. Hack, Johnny's mother.
Why, how did you know?
Well, you look just like your picture.
You're even prettier than yours, Miss Quinn. May I come in?
Well, of course, Mrs. Hack.
Now, you want to know what I'm doing here, don't you? Well, I'll explain it in just a moment, my dear.
Do sit down, please.
Thank you.
Oh, perhaps I can get you some tea?
Oh, no, nothing, thank you. Now, you just come and sit beside me here on the sofa. I want to talk to you.
Well, all right.
Susan, may I call you Susan?
Of course.
Why did you leave your team?
Well, I...
Was it because you're in love with my son?
In love with your son? Why, I never...
Was it, Susan?
Well, I... Yes, I guess it was. It was such a miserable trick we played on him, and on you too, Mrs. Hack.
Oh, I think it was rather good fun.
You do? Really?
Yes. And before we're through, I have an idea we're going to make Johnny and his boss, Mr. Reitzman, think so too.
Oh, I heard Johnny was fired because of what happened.
He'll get his job back again. And if he doesn't, well, there are lots of other jobs. But there aren't lots of other girls. Not for my Johnny.
What do you mean, Mrs. Hack?
Don't you know Johnny's in love with you?
In love with me?
Well, I knew it the moment I read that last article about you.
Well, I know he compared me with you, but, well, that was before he found out that I was a baseball pitcher.
Oh, but we're going to fix that.
We are. How?
Now, you leave that to me. I'll tell you all about it on the train.
On the train?
Yes, dear. We're going to see Johnny. Hello, son.
Mother, what on earth are you doing here at my hotel?
Why, I came to see you.
I don't understand.
You will.
Well, look, I'll get the key to my room. We'll go upstairs.
Oh, no, dear. Besides, there's someone waiting for us on the other side of these palms.
On the other side of... Well, who is it?
Don't ask questions. You just come along with me.
All right.
Hello, Johnny.
Susan. Goodbye.
Johnny Hack, you come back here.
Mother, look.
Now, Johnny, you feel that Susan's done you a great injustice, don't you?
Mother, I wish you'd please stay out of this.
Young man, this is the first and last time I'm ever going to meddle in your affairs. Now, you think Susan deceived you.
You're darn right, she did.
I didn't, not really.
Susan can cook. So, keep house. What? She can do everything I can do.
You're just peeved because I didn't tell you I pitched for a girls' baseball team.
Susan, I compared you with my mother, a real old-fashioned girl.
Then that's the only thing you've got against her, isn't it? She pitches for a girls' baseball team.
Well, yes, I guess so. But that's enough.
Johnny, there's something I've never told you.
Well?
Before I married your father, I was known as Nellie Doyle.
Nellie Doyle? Oh, no.
Now, don't contradict your mother, son. Besides, I have pictures to prove it.
But
here's one of me at bat.
And there she is pitching.
Yes, indeed. Dear me, I used to stand those batters on their heads with my spitball.
But I never saw any of these in the album.
Well, that's because I wanted you to think of me as your mother, not as somebody sliding into third base.
Well, gee.
Of course, circumstances sometimes alter cases.
I'll say they do. This is terrific.
But then you'll...
You know what we'll do? We'll say we knew all along that Susan was a ball player, but that in spite of that fastball she throws, she's still an old-fashioned girl.
That's the stuff, my boy.
Come on, Susan, let's go.
Go? Go where?
You've got an important game to pitch this afternoon. You think I want to marry the losing pitcher?
Oh, but Johnny, you said you didn't want to marry a career woman.
Look, are you going to argue with me? What was good enough for my father is good enough for me.
On the last act of Wanted, an old-fashioned girl. Another curtain time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, curtain time starred Harry Elder as Johnny Hack and Anna Sargent as Susan Quinn. The supporting players were Hope Summers, Denny Elstrom, Viola Berwick, and George Caesar. The script was by Martin Ryerson. The curtain time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Barber. And the entire production is directed by Harry Holto. And now, here are the curtain time stars with a word about next week's play.
Well, next Saturday, Pat, Nan Epps, a girl who believes in art with a capital A.
And Harry plays the part of a pianist.
Well, that should be the basis of something.
It is. It's the basis of a play called Fight Flesh.
A play we all must hear. Thanks and good night, Nana Sargent and Harry Elders. Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the glamorous after theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.